Jesus, Thursday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. I'm just shouting and rejoicing in the Lord. We have Mother Oliver on the phone, who is 102 years young. Hallelujah. You all know that's a blessing right there. But let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, we just come to you this morning. Oh, we rejoice. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, your grace, for longevity in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you've given us these airwaves, oh, Lord, to be able to get together, to praise you this morning, to love on you. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founders of the TMC call. We thank you, Lord, for using them mightily, because look at how they just knitted all of us together through you. God, we ask that you bless them immensely in the name of Jesus, that you continue to order their footsteps, Lord, that you continue to shower them with your favor, your grace, your mercy, your peace, your love, your health in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the D.H. De Leon family. We thank you, Father, for how you have downloaded wisdom and knowledge on them and products, oh God, that are changing lives. Father, we ask that you continue to be that shield of protection and their strong tower, Lord. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning, Father. You know exactly what they stand in need of, and we ask that you bless it. Father, we ask that you continue to be with our speaker. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth, that is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we go out today. Do the exceedingly abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think, because you've given them the power. Thank you for Mother Josie, Lord. We just love her, and we thank you, Lord, for this day, for that you have made. And we are rejoicing and are glad in it. We give you praise, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name, the name that reigns above all names. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you know I just love me some you. So go out and have a thank you, Lord, for thank God for Jesus kind of day. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone. I tell you, it is a shouting time when we can sit here among some wonderful people, such as Minister, I call her Minister, Miss Oliver, who is 101, and just, you know, receive the blessings that God has given her. Thank you for sitting and greeting everyone this morning, and also thank you for giving us the tag. I'm so thankful Thursday. Praise God. And good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willa, said, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We call it our telecommunications sanctuary. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about the call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, it is based on the Word of God, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that in mind, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and all those that you come encounter with, to let them know that this is a wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, where all messages have been archived on that site. And then you'll also see the bio of our speakers. The theme that we have for this year is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, you can do so by sending the information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to that site if you can't verbally ask for them on Fridays when we have our time of prayer with you. Now, we also have this is what brought us all together. We are so thankful for this wonderful company, Artist Life. It started back in over 28 years ago as Artists International by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so thankful to God that we have the best products on this side of heaven. As a matter of fact, we're just sharing and letting people know the testimonies. And if you want to know more, we do have Testimonial Thursday today on the new Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#, and I've already gotten a message from a birdie that says this call is going to be phenomenal. So you want to hear the testimony. Get on that call and share it with somebody. Now, another thing that I want to tell you is that this wonderful company is getting ready for Extravaganza. So we're hoping to see all of your smiling faces there in Los Angeles, California. This is going to be held March 9th through the 11th, and we are expecting God to be in the place with us. Oh, yes, 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 because not only do we get trained and get to share with one another, but not only that Sunday we are having a service. Yes, we give God glory because this company is based on faith, family, and lifestyle, soul, and legacy. So that being said, we will have Sunday service, and we definitely want to see your face in the place. You can invite somebody this time. It's not only for the people and the members of artists. You can invite someone to come and see the big picture of what we do. So with that being said, if you want to be a part of the service, to help out with the service, send your information to info@themasterscall.net. We'll be so happy and delighted that you are a part with us on that day. Now, I'm getting out of the way because I tell you, this woman of God has been putting it out there for the longest, and I am so grateful that she, along with Dr. PK, started this call. She has been sharing with us for the past week, and I'm telling you, this series is so phenomenal that I'm expecting a book out of it. Yes, I am. I'm telling you, it is such a wonderful thing to see that this woman of God has just poured into her, and she's pouring into us. I'm getting out of the way because she definitely doesn't need any introduction, but I will let you know she's not only a co-founder of this wonderful call, but she has blessed the masses, not only in the United States, but around the world. And she's definitely had a 12-year career as an industrial engineer. And she's not only that, she has been ordained. She's been sanctified, anointed, and appointed. She has been, she has received her degrees up to her doctorate from Spelman College, as well as Oral Roberts University. I'm telling you, this woman of God has been a blessing to many of us. I know that we call her Mother Eagle, but so many people call her woman of God, friend, mentor, a blessing to the masses. My friend, our sister, none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for that very, very, very kind introduction. Warmest kingdom greetings to everyone, our Master's Call family. Always humbled, always honored when God allows us the opportunity to come before his people and break the bread of life. It is about breaking the bread of life, but we trust God that he knows exactly what we need. A big thanks to our minister, Willa, for greeting and seating everyone this morning. We praise God for you. Thank you for all you do, such a powerful prayer warrior in her own right. And to each and every one of you who called in this morning to be a part of what God is doing in the land. Warmest seasons, Christmas greetings to you. I have been big about saying, let's not take the Christ out of Christmas, that this is his birthday that we're celebrating. But I hear people making all their plans and all the activities going on. I'm always the one to say, and remember whose birthday it is with all the celebrations. Don't forget whose birthday we are celebrating. Sometimes just in the hustle and bustle of life, as the young kids say, don't get it twisted, to remember it is all about him, all about him. As Minister Brenda alluded, we have been on a series and we've been talking for the last couple of times that we have been together. God has downloaded into my spirit a series called We Must Ask, Seek, and Knock. The ASK comes out of Matthew 7:7, easy to remember, in the red. And it's so prophetic that ask, seek, and knock is the ASK of asking to receive the blessings of God. We must. In other words, I'm saying that there's something we must do. We have to be involved in the process of receiving our blessings. We must ask. Then we must be proactive and seek. And then knock. I spent quite a bit of time going over the attributes of asking and talked about what you need to do to ask. I talked about the adversary, that don't be surprised when the enemy fights you on receiving the blessings. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Then we spent time talking about having a righteous attitude. Our attitude does determine our altitude, how high, how far we go, how we soar as eagles. It's so dependent of our attitude. We're talking about asking. And then we talked about the Holy Ghost AAA card of our God is first able to do exceeding abundantly. But through us, we have the ability because he, the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, resides inside of us. And that allows us to, the last A, achieve. God is able to give us the ability to achieve. That's your platinum AAA card when you're asking of God. Our text scriptures were Ephesians 3:20. And in the first book of Peter, that chapter 4, verse 11. Then we start talking about when you do, and on your process of asking, remember you have the what? Authority of the believer. Remember, Jesus is not coming back anymore. He's not getting back up on the cross. He said it's finished. He delegated the authority to us with the Paraclete helping us. And we talked about knowing who we are and whose we are from Matthew 18, that 19th and 21st. And we talked about the power of agreement. We're all still talking about asking. Know and get an agreement so that all of heaven is backing you up. And I talked about married folks. The two of you are already seen as one in the spirit. And when you lock in agreement according to the word of God, there's nothing that cannot be achieved. And with understanding our authority as a believer, we have to always operate in what? Agape love. And that's the God kind of love, to administer it everywhere we go as what? Ambassadors. Then we went on and talked as we finished up the A about how do we know that this is going to work, Dr. V? Oh, because we have a what? Blessed assurance. And we talked about that powerful hymn and the assurance of God, like an assurance policy. That the insurance policy assures you that there's some things and some provisions and promises. So again, we're continuing on with we must ask, seek, and knock. Then we covered and started on what does the S mean in seek. And seek is proactive. Seek is us being forward, seeking out, you know, making sure that there's some action in what we do is when you're seeking. And I started off talking about when you seek, you have to first see. S-E-E, see the vision, see the dream, embrace the destiny. And with the wings of faith, then you'll succeed. Remember, it talks about in the scripture Second Corinthians 5:7 starts off with what? We walk by what? Faith, not by sight. And for a lot of us, that's the struggle right there. Because when you have to have faith, faith never operates. Never, never. I was drilling my Wednesday Bible study class on this because this is where so many of us as believers get lost. Faith never operates in the reasoning realm. What's the reasoning realm, Dr. V? Well, the reasoning realm is your seeing, is your five senses, to touch, taste, feel, see, hear. It's not going to operate. That's not faith if you can see it. That's not faith if you can taste it. You have faith is the confident expectation that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And we have to, by faith, walk out there and see the vision already done. And God dealt with me to stay there a little longer because in the times that we live in now, to walk by faith is not an option. Let me say that again. To walk by faith is not an option. It's a mandate because the devil is fighting harder than ever because he knows that his time is drawing near to abort, to derail, to distract us as believers from doing what we said we're going to do. Most of you on this slide, you made some commitments to God. For artists to walk across that stage in March. But by faith, have we written down some goals and put some scriptures to them to play for, to pray about it and know that God will back us up? By faith, have we aligned our conversation to only say what God says about us, to say the word that we're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? Are we aligning our everyday actions to make sure that we're doing our part so by faith we know that God can show up and show out and do what we cannot do? Do we see ourselves every day, some spiritual mental calisthenics of working our faith muscles when it looks toe up from the flow up, and when this is a big mess and we're believing for a message of victory? Are we holding on to the horns of the altar and keeping the faith of God rich in our hearts? Remember Mark 11. God never told you to climb no mountain. I don't care how well Luther Bud sings that song. He told you to speak to the mountain, to speak to the mountain and don't doubt in your heart and to know by faith that that mountain will be removed. Every one of us, every believer, as long as there's breath in your body, there'll be some obstacles, some mountains, some calamities that come. And with the eyes of faith, you have to see the vision. You have to see, and you stand in your alpha. As you stand maybe in the midst of a disaster, some ruins, some folks lost some homes and some fires, some floods, some earthquakes in our life, to stand in that alpha and with eyes of faith, see the omega that God's going to work it out for my good. God's going to turn this around for my triumph. God is going to work a complete work in me. Do we see when we seek, when we get started? The eyes of faith. Now I talked about you got to serve. Got to be a servant leader. Jesus was a what? Servant leader. Jesus always operated in a posture of servanthood. To serve God means you have to serve others. And I said last time we were together, that's why I love network marketing. And that's why I love ministry, because we're never successful as ministers of the gospel, even as the fivefold, unless we are serving others. To serve by planting seeds of service, planting seeds of sacrifice, not seeds of selfishness or strife, promoting sin. So when we start to seek, to see yourselves as the eagles you are, to see your majestic self spreading your wings and letting the breath of God, the ruler wind of God, blow you above the storm clouds of life, blow you above that thunderstorm that's trying to take you out, to see yourself doing it like God tells you to do in the integrity and with the strength of God. When you're seeking, God will give you the supernatural strength. What are you saying, Dr. V? Well, Let the struggle make you stronger, not to give up. Let the setup make you soar. Oh, let the struggle make you stand taller and straighter. Let the struggle make you settle once and for all in your mind. I'm not a quitter, because winners never quit and quitters never win, and success is all I know. Remember the acronym I talked about before, standing, is to stay tall, anchored, never deviating. Well, we're talking today about we must ask, seek, and knock to receive the blessings. And when we're seeking, we got to stick and stay. We got to stick and stay. Like that postage stamp that has the adhesive on it that sticks to that envelope, and it stays till it gets to the destination. Now, God is not schizophrenic, and we don't need to be either. If God gave you a vision, God gave you a dream, he spoke in your spirit, a mandate, then you keep walking in that mission. And though you fall, like Psalms 37 says, that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And it didn't say if we fall, just in case we fall. It says though we fall in that 23rd verse. Though we fall, we are not utterly cast out. Let that struggle make you stronger. And as I said earlier, this is the main key today. You got to say strong, anointed, and strategic words. Only when you're talking about seeking, only say what God says about you. The Bible says, let the book of the law not depart out of my mouth. I shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all according to that is written therein. Then after you do all of that, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success, Joshua 1:8. Say, when you're asking, only what God says about you. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Feed your spirit. Change your mind. Starve the mess. Out of your mouth comes a message glorifying God. Stop eating so much junk food, spiritually and naturally, and stop feeding junk food to others. Quit gossiping, talking about you sharing some good news. No, you're not. Be honest. Oh, the Bible says in that 37 division of Psalms, at 4th and 5th verses, delight thyself unto the Lord. The Hebrew, submit thyself unto the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit, that's not a cuss word, commit thy way into the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall, is so affirmative, strong, he shall bring it to pass. Got to say only what the God, what God says about us. I quote this all the time. Job 22, that 28th verse in Job 22 says, thou shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. You make a decree and a declaration every day. You tell the atmosphere to align with the word of God. You tell and assign your words that you are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of a testimony. When I'm seeking the blessings, I'm standing strong. I'm not deviating. I'm not deceived. I know who I am and whose I am, because the word says in 1 John 4:4, greater means it's more of God in me than any demonic attack in the world. We've got to stay in that lane of saying only what God says about us. Keep rehearsing when you're seeking to get the strategies from God. Oh, Proverbs 11:21 talks about only the plans and purposes of God shall prevail. We must seek God for his plan, his strategies. I say it all the time. That simple Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That possessive pronoun is not my kingdom come, my will be done. It's seeking the face of God. We ought to quit just seeking his hand, seek his face. So you can get his mind, so you can get his strategy, so you have the solutions already wrapped in the anointing of God that will break through any demonic attack that comes to us. When we say what God says about us, it's a fixed fight, and we'll win. We'll walk it through from that Alpha to Omega with the eyes of faith, knowing that I may go up some hillsides and down through some valleys, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why am I not fearing no evil? Because I've already activated the atmosphere. I've only said what God says about me. And I know no matter how many fiery darts that the wicked one hurls at me while I'm seeking God, that I got my shield of faith up, and they fall null and void to the ground. All we're talking about, we must ask, seek, and knock. So when you seek, you first see yourself as God sees you. You see the vision. You see yourself with the lost weight, with the bills paid, with the family reconciled, with the blue jacket on. You see yourself victorious, but you can't stop there because there's some work to do. The only place success comes before work is where? In the dictionary. So when you're seeing with eyes of faith, then you have to get the strategy from God to make sure you're doing it his way, his blueprint from heaven. Ask every day, God, download into my mind and my understanding your strategies. I want to think your thoughts. I want to speak your words. And when you got the strategy, only out of your mouth. When your hormones get to hollering, and they do, shut up ministry. Shut up ministry. Don't say nothing that you know will tear down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural what you've been praying, fasting, believing for. Let the tears roll down your face, but you stay steadfast and unmovable, knowing that God made us some promises. When we're seeking, we'll stay tall. We won't deviate, and we'll watch God show up and show out in Jesus' name. Sorry I went over. Back to you, Mr. Brent.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. V, for that powerful message. Can you hear me?
Yes, my fault. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that powerful message this morning. We will go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God that has been profoundly placed in our hearts and on our minds, oh God, that we be just not hearers but doers only, Lord. We thank you, Father, because you have given us that authority and that ability to stand on your word and believe what it says, oh God, because you watch over to perform it. Thank you for the woman of God that has given us this word in such a manner, Lord God, to let us know, Lord, that we are more than conquerors. We glorify you, Father, for blessing her with all that she desires. And I know, Lord God, that you've given her what she needs. And even the more, Lord God, we desire that you will just bless her over and over and over again. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are on this call this morning. And we glorify you, Father, because you told us to call on you, and you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We also thank you, Father, that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that's instilled in us. So we are decreeing and declaring right now that Ada is healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, that Jackie is healed, Lord God. We thank you, Father, not only Jackie, Father, but Kendra Carter is healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, that Robin's grandmother is healed. We glorify you, Father, for touching the bereaved families, Anastasia and Kenya, and their families, Father God, Wendy Dawson and our very own Pastor Candy, Lord, touch the families like never before, Lord God. Comfort them and put your arms around them. We glorify you, Father, for all those that are going through at this trying time. Right now, Lord God, we say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for that. We say, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue rise against us will will cease. You watch over your word to perform it. So thank you, Father, for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for Artist Life Extravaganza. We thank you, Father, that the service will be anointed and set in place only by you. We thank you, Father, for bringing those to the gathering, Lord, like never before. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, share this call. And I'm telling you, it's a profound message that you could share with somebody today. That playback is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, Testimonial Thursday today on the New Morning Motivational Call, right after this call. The number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and letting us know that we're all so thankful that today is God's day. It is Thankful Thursday. And thank you again, Pastor V, for giving us that awesome word this morning. Would you please come and give us our benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that as we ask, as we seek, as we knock, we have a confidence in knowing as we do our part, you have promised in your word to do the exceeding abundantly above, to receive your blessings. And as we celebrate you this Christmas season, as we say, Happy Birthday, Jesus, Father, we endeavor to align up with your word, your will, and do it only your way. Now, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we go out cloaked in the blood of Jesus, anointed and appointed, to align, and as we are assigned, to do your kingdom building. We will, with everything we do and say, give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out, ministers in the marketplace. As we are thankful, have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.